Since September, the lowest profile member of the Bush administration has been Dick Cheney. The White House has decided it's not a good idea to have the president and the vice president working in the same building. The fear is that together they present an inviting target to terrorists. So for more than 3 months, Cheney has been spending most of his time at what the administration describes as a secure and undisclosed location. NPR's Don Gagne reports.
Early on in the Bush administration, discussion of Vice President Cheney usually focused on his health, the fortune he had made at the oil service firm Halliburton, or the power of his influence on President Bush. Then came controversy over his refusal to release the records of the Commission on Energy he headed. Since September 11th, however, the main thing people ask about Cheney is, where is he? Here's how Saturday Night Live answered the question in a recent skit.
As you know, for the past few weeks, I've been off in an undisclosed location. Well, I'm here tonight to disclose that location, Kandahar, Afghanistan. I'm a one-man Afghani wrecking crew. That Northern Alliance they've been talking about, pretty much just me.
Search the newswires for Cheney's daily schedule, and you're likely to find one word: unavailable. Inquire at his office, and you'll probably be politely told simply that he's in a secure and undisclosed location. But every now and then, there's a surprise.
At this precise moment, the vice president is having lunch with the president of, who is he having lunch with today? He is having lunch at the Naval Observatory with the president of Kazakhstan.
That's Cheney advisor Mary Madeline, who explains that being in an undisclosed location doesn't mean the public can never know where the vice president is. In fact, he has shown up at occasional events in Washington and around the country. He's visited Ground Zero in New York City. He's given a handful of speeches. He's been to fundraisers. And he shows up in the West Wing now and then. He was there this morning. But his schedule is very closely held. His travels are not publicized in advance, and he almost never joins the president at events outside the White House. Cheney himself, in an appearance on Meet the Press earlier this month, described his work routine.
I work hard. I'm frequently, when the president's in the White House, I'm elsewhere. But wherever I go, I have my secure video conferencing capabilities, and so I'm plugged in to the regular meetings of the White House.
And advising him on a daily basis?
On a regular basis.
President Bush was asked about the vice president at a Rose Garden event recently. He, too, stressed that Cheney is never out of touch.
The vice president is very much engaged in the administration. I value his advice. I trust his judgment. I talk to him every single day. And today, I was visiting with him face to face. And as I say, he looks swell.
The administration doesn't let Cheney go for too long of a time without some public appearance, lest rumors start circulating about his health. He has had 4 heart attacks since 1978, and in June of this year, he had a defibrillator implanted to help regulate his heartbeat. Advisor Madeline said today that Cheney's in great health, that he exercises daily, and that he just had a routine check that showed the implant to be working perfectly. Still, there are questions about why he spends so much time in hiding. David Rohde is a political scientist at Michigan State University.
The explanation of the White House is that it has to do with security and with not having the president and the vice president in the same place at the same time. I can understand the latter, and indeed there's much precedent historically for that. I simply don't understand why that need requires the location of the vice president to be secret.
After all, the president is keeping a very public schedule these days, with reporters being told a day, sometimes more, in advance of most presidential events. Still, the White House insists that keeping the number two man under wraps is a wise and worthwhile precaution to be taking at a time when the country has been hit by terrorist attacks in New York and at the Pentagon. And it's a threat that remains real. Cheney advisor Mary Madeline says it will stay this way for the foreseeable future.
His movement or separation from the president is ongoing. However, it should not be, his movement should not be read as stringently as some in the press do, that his being here means a reduction in the threat assessment, or his leaving means an increase in it.
Still, for some, it seems a mixed message, a symbol of the ambivalent way we're asked to live in the post-September 11th world. Americans are told to be alert to their surroundings, but to go about their normal lives, to shop and travel and go to ball games, while at the same time the threat remains great enough to keep the vice president out of sight and out of harm's way. Don Gagne, NPR News, the White House.